Welcome to the History of Your Money with Craig R. Smith. It's time to learn from history to prepare for the future. Here's Craig.
The History of Your Money today focuses on understanding the Federal Reserve. Are you aware that the Federal Reserve is not federal and has no reserves? The Federal Reserve Bank is no more federal than Fred Smith's Federal Express. And yet the average American believes that there's truly a federal connection. The Federal Reserve Banks are privately held institutions. They're located all throughout the United States of America and were put into place by the Federal Reserve Act of 1913. A few years prior to 1913, a number of private bankers under the cover of night boarded a train in Hoboken, New Jersey, and they set off for a little island called Jekyll Island, where after days of meetings, they sculpted what were referred to as the Jekyll Island Accords. Later, the Jekyll Island Accords became the Federal Reserve. What's interesting is ever since the inception of the Federal Reserve, we've had the Great Depression, the boom of the 50s, the wage and price freezes of the 70s, the booms of the 90s, and now the busts of the early 2000s. Should the Federal Reserve be doing a better job with your and my money? Let's learn from history to better prepare our families and our finances for the future.
Thanks, Craig. If you're interested in learning more about America's fascinating history of money, call toll-free 1-800-289-2646. You can receive a free information kit valued at $29.95 from Swiss America, explaining why tangible assets like gold are the buy of a generation. That's 1-800-289-2646, and get your free educational kit, a $29.95 value, online at swissamerica.com, and be sure to tune in tomorrow for another edition of The History of Your Money with Craig R. Smith.